Okay, so this is another J. Cole collab, which is Burna Boy, off of Burna Boy's album. I told him. Okay, let me say that if you don't know who Burna Boy and J. Cole, don't know who Burna Boy or J. Cole is, this is gonna be an interesting episode. And I say this because in my former episode, I talked about J. Cole and Gucci. And so Burna Boy and J. Cole on a song called Thanks is, it's a unique song, I think, by a lot of means. It's definitely unique. I don't know. I don't know. So we're gonna compare. We're really truly gonna compare and just see what the differences are, if that makes sense. I think that's strictly what I'm gonna say from this. So let me give some background before we get into it, because I think a lot of people will say, I don't know exactly who Burna Boy is. Burna Boy is a Nigerian artist. He's done a lot of, not a lot of music. I think one of his most famous albums, Twice as Tall, from what I can remember. And I think one of his like popular songs, him being a Nigerian artist, and why I remember Burna Boy was like to Party, which is a song that came out in, was it 2013? It's been a while, but I think that's the song I remember him personally coming out, personally being coming out to fame too. I'm not entirely sure if that's entirely true, but that's how I remember him in 2013. He got signed to somebody. He got signed to, was it Atlantic Ranch? Atlantic Records. Yeah, Atlantic Records. And Atlantic Records has what? Warner Brother Music Group as their, internal. Yeah, I think it's in there. Their international, right, is Warner, right? Because Drake was signed to, yeah, I think their international group is Warner. I think it's music. I think it's Warner. And J. Cole, for the most part, is best known for 2014 Forest Hill Drive, Middle Child, Dollar in a Dream, the first, second, and third, but also best known for his recent project, The Offseason, which I think is gonna lead to a lot of these being the way that it is. And this is the introduction to like what we get, like the first verse we get. The first part of the song we get is Finish Him, right? So, and to me, I thought, okay, this is gonna be a diss track. This is more of who has a better verse, kind of like, hey, we're gonna make a song, but we're gonna get like a competitive verse, right? Competitive verse by, I think, J. Cole and Burna Boy. And I think to some extent that's what we truly got. I don't think it was. And so this is the thing. And do a lot of different collaborations. She's gonna do a lot of different collaborations before the off season. And I think we got that. I think we're getting that. I think we're getting this J. Cole era before he drops the off season. And I think that's fine. I think that's fine. So let me, this verse by Burna Boy is, this is the this I've heard, the lyric I can't, the song I can't remember, but it's, this is the thanks I get, this is the thanks I get for making people proud every chance I get. It's okay, I get Cold World, which is leading to J. Cole, because he calls himself J. Cole, the Cold World, you know, and it led him to get this Cold World verse. And I think if that's the KB, that person that showed up, it's, Okay, and I do have to say, he did give, he started giving Afrofusion, Burna Boy started giving Afrofusion more, like, plays, especially more, like, mainstream plays. I think he's more the, like, yeah, he gave more of the blueprint away, so that Afrofusion, to me, and I could be wrong, but Afrofusion wasn't as popular before Burna Boy, and I don't know the roots. We could argue in an episode, and if I'm wrong, I'm gonna do a whole other episode where I just do a thing in Afrofusion. And it's definitely a weirder verse. Like, it's, and it says, to be people who don't fear God, and I don't know, what do you think he created hell for? Which is, he says mankind so jealous, and I think this is talking on a lot of different topics, right? We're just, as mankind is just so jealous. It's weird. And it's true. This line where he says you've never heard them say I fell off. I don't think. The conversation of Burna Boy has always been, when is Burna Boy going to release another album? Or when is he going to make another, like, mainstream music? It's never been, is he going to fall off? And so, him saying that is true, to some extent. And I don't say, you know, that's a bad thing. And this is what I love the J. Cole verse over this Gucci. I love this J. Cole verse over this Gucci verse. This verse right here is crazy. He says, me, Burna and me, I run in this, for an eternity. They have been running the music century for what feels like an eternity. J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick have run it for, we'll say, two decades, right? And Burna Boy has been running for at least two, right? And he says, we fathered a couple of styles. I'm taking paternity leave permanently, which I don't know if this is him hinting that he's dropping the Fallout, or is he taking 9 months off? If he's taking 9 months off, this means that Fallout is coming soon, right? Because that means he's taking paternity leave. And then, is J. Cole getting It's a Boy? This is what I wanted. And I heard this. Like, does this mean that It's a Boy is coming out in 9 months? Because if that's the case, we're getting the Fallout closer than we expected. But this line's going to fall under a lot of people's head. He said, we fathered a couple styles. Burna Boy, Afrofusion, J. Cole, this lyrical storytelling. They fathered it. It's unique. It's Dreamville. It's somewhat true. They hate now, but I'm, this line is, it's a steady line. Say, Mrs. It's like I'm learning how to read and sounding it out. Taking my time, counting it slow, slowly dust collecting. On the rolling. The beat is holy. The beat is holy. And this is a this is the line, though. It's, and I don't know if a lot of people, because a lot of people may not know. Like, this is, I don't know if people know. Like, this says Alex Foley. I don't know if he's talking about the fiction. He says he says it's collecting. He says it's collecting. It's feeling like Alex Foley. And I don't know if he's talking about Alex Foley, the one where Eddie Murphy played the fictional, I don't know if he was supposed to be a protagonist in the Beverly Hills Cop, right? In the Beverly Hills Cop franchise, right? But it's Like, I've seen it a few times, and I can't tell what exactly he was supposed to do, right? And it's, he's charming to a certain extent. He's somewhat clever, but I don't know. Like he's supposed to be a cop, but I don't know if he's supposed to be like the Departed kind of cop, but he's just funny, right? He's this colon burner like Shaq and Kobe, where they just winning a ring. they're gonna repeat and three peak, pack peak. If they're gonna do it in a three piece, are we expecting more J. Cole and Burner? Because we have one. Are we getting two more? Because if that's the case, I think this would be great, right? Because if they're going to do the Shaq and Kobe reference, you got to have the whole that Shaq and Kobe reference. You're going to have to add that Shaq and Kobe reference. If you don't, it's not gonna feel the same. Them nerds hate, they see geek. That's a clever line. They see geek. Get paid for phrases. I don't even believe in free speech. Oh, that's clever. Because every verse that J. Cole does, he gets paid, right? Like, that's a clever line. To this, I think it's clever. He says he doesn't believe in free speech because anything he says, he gets paid. Oh, that is, like, that line is clever by J. Cole. That, I said it, I mean it, no take backs. Like, he's true to what he says in his lyrics, and he doesn't take it back. Ah. It, like, this is the Cole that I do like. He says, I said what I said, I mean it, no take backs. And I say what I say, and no free speech? I don't even need receipts. Please mention with that PC culture. Well, he says PC, and I think he means PC culture, which is hilarious to me, right? Because it's kind of that competitive. I'll be in NYC on a bike with a hoodie up, like I'm E.T., which is a club. This is that clever wordplay that I love from J. Cole, because it's true. Like, these rappers ain't me. I'm knee deep in concrete. He will be though. He will always have a foot in hip hop. Like, it's very hard to say I'm not gonna give. It's very hard for you to say that you don't know, like, J. Cole's impact on hip hop and Burna Boy's impact on Afro beats and Afro fusion. It's very hard to say you don't see Burna Boy's impact, because he has been getting a lot of play recently where people are like, hey, you're a new Burna Boy. So I love this competitive nature of both of these artists. So to give this song truthfully what I think it deserves, definitely an 8 out of 10. I'm gonna go 8. I'll go 7 out of 10. Like, it's clever. It's up there. I think J. Cole should have had 2 verses, and I think Burna Boy should have had 2 verses a piece. But it's a solid made track, which makes me want to check out this Burna Boy album, which I'm adding to the album track list of albums I have to get through before the year ends. So that's always fun to hear. This has been a Royalist King CJ Music Podcast, and I hope you enjoy. And I hope you can check out the other episodes that I put out today. So, with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And I want to know, which J. Cole verse do you feel is better?